A strong cold front moving through the Midwest Sunday and continuing to do so today will generate some more precipitation across the region. Over the past 24 to 36 hours, we've seen some significant amounts of moisture occurring from Kansas and Missouri up into eastern portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. And in most recent hours, we've seen the precipitation focus on the region from parts of Kentucky into Indiana and Michigan. And as we go through the rest of the day today, this frontal boundary and its associated precipitation will continue to march eastward, and we'll likely see a favorable amount of moisture in all of the eastern parts of the region, but it will be a little bit less intensive relative to that which occurred over the weekend. Now, most of the weekend totals were significant from eastern Kansas and Missouri into portions of Wisconsin, where we saw moisture totals run anywhere from 3/4 of an inch upwards to about 1 1/3 inches. It's a couple 1.5 inch amounts where we also noted, and most of the surrounding area picked up on moisture totals running up to 4, 5, and 6/10 of an inch. The eastern Midwest will do very similar. We won't see too many 1 inch amounts, though. I think most of the eastern Midwest will see totals running anywhere from about 1/10 of an inch upwards to around 7 or 8/10 of an inch. It'll be a rainy day, and a little bit of snow and sleet may fall on the backside of the system in portions of the eastern Midwest, just as was reported during the weekend in a part of the western Corn Belt. And this morning, we saw some of that occur in eastern portions of Illinois and westernmost sections of Indiana. Once this frontal system is out of the way, we should see relatively dry weather occur during the rest of this week and into the weekend, perhaps. We may see a little return flow moisture coming back from the Gulf of Mexico when warmer air starts to spread back across the part of the plains and into the part of the growing region, but we probably won't see this happen until late in the weekend coming up and on into the early part of next week. The precipitation that evolves will be light initially. There may be a cool front that will come in right behind it sometime around midweek next week that might set off a little bit greater amount of precipitation. We're not expecting a general soaking like what we've just seen here in the last 24 to 36 hours. That will likely leave us in a position where some late season harvest progress can be made across a part of the Midwest, although obviously there will be a number of locations across the region that will need some net drying conditions before we can get involved with field work once again. Some of the winter wheat out there across the Midwest benefited from the moisture that occurred in the last couple of days. Those areas certainly include Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and parts of Illinois. These areas were having a little bit of a drier, biased environment kicking in here in recent weeks, and this moisture was certainly well-timed. It should help these crops finish out their establishment before dormancy sets in a favorable manner. Temperatures across the Midwest will be cool, in fact, downright cold in some locations for a little while here early this week, but the temperatures are going to moderate fairly quickly. We'll likely see the afternoon temperatures today only limited to the 20s and 30s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. In contrast, we'll see some 50-degree readings in parts of Ohio and Kentucky. The high temperatures tomorrow across the region are likely to be running mostly in the 30s north and the 40s and lower 50s in the south. We'll probably see something similar to that just about the rest of this week. 40s and 50s will likely prevail as we finish out the work week and move into the weekend. Our low temperatures at night will likely slip back into the teens and 20s in the northwestern half of the Corn Belt tomorrow morning, and we'll likely see 20s and 30s dominate the rest of this work week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.